Good evening and welcome to the Space Game Junkie podcast. I, as always, am your co-host, Brian, and joining me, as always, is your co-host, Jim.
I hate this game.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
No, that's okay. That's okay. You are recording,
I
right?
am. I am recording.
Okay. The funny thing about this was that covering this game was your idea.
I know, right?
It popped up on Steam one day. Like, it's been on GOG for a while, but it popped up on Steam one day, and you're like, we should cover that. I'm like, all right, so I put it in
the rotation. I remember being...
I put it in the rotation.
I was at E3 2001, and they showed me this game, and I thought, well, this is pretty cool, right? And then Homeworld Cataclysm came out, and then Homeworld 2, and it was just kind of played out, you know? And this is kind of ghetto Homeworld, and it's okay, but there's some really weird design decisions that are at play here.
Huh.
So I find it makes it obnoxious after having played games like Homeworld and such.
It is kind of weird. It's like this came out in 2002, basically 3 years after the first Homeworld came out, and it was developed and published by Strategy First. And it makes you wonder if they saw Homeworld and go, okay, we need to do something like that, but a little different. And so this game was born. Now, this game, I've been toying with the single player. It isn't that bad. It's just...
Well, it takes some getting used to.
It has some early odd idiosyncrasies.
Yeah.
You know, it really does, especially in the controls. Like, when you're used to controlling things one way, and then you get in this game, you're like, whoa, what the hell? It's a little confusing.
Yeah.
So,
one thing that's weird about it is that... You can only center the camera. You don't have any free camera, and the camera can only be on one of your units, right? Which sort of makes sense because your only point of view is going to be the eyes of a pilot. So right. I can deal with that. There's a problem with the right click, left click interface because this goes back to like the old school where you think like left click to select a guy. But then if you right-click, it issues an order. But if you left-click, it deselects the guy. But now we live in the era of left-click for everything, right? And
well, there are still a lot of games that do right-click
shit,
right?
Yeah, and I don't know. It just boggles my mind. Like, the controls are just not what the accepted standard has been for the last decade.
They really are weird. Like, it's kind of funny, folks. We tried to get this game working multiplayer a week or so ago to test it out.
Oh, that was brutal.
And, okay, first we had to forward our routers so port 20,000 would be open, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, but they're very clear
and
about
then,
that.
Yeah, very clear. And then we tried to do the internet. There's three options. There's TCP/IP internet. Is the stream up, by the way?
Yeah, it's totally up. Now, what we're getting with the stream, though, is that it's kind of in the upper left corner because it doesn't scale. But that's okay because I know why, because this game is past, and I'm okay
Yeah, this
with
game
that.
Does not – I mean, it's got weird resolutions, and I tested a bunch of them, and the option was either have it so big you couldn't see like the some of the bottom of the screen or small enough that you can see all of it but be a little small.
Yeah.
So that's
And it does not respect the widescreen.
It really doesn't. But to get multiplayer working, we first forwarded our ports, and then you were the one that discovered this. Then we both, and then the thing has three options. It's got TCP/IP internet, TCP/IP local, and then GameSpy. The funny thing about GameSpy is we were able to see each other.
Yeah, how is that
even
possible?
Though, like, even though GameSpy was shut down at the end of last month,
it's like the poltergeist of GameSpy is still with us.
Yeah, we couldn't start a game using that, which was funny,
but we
saw
each other. Yeah, and we were the only people in the lobby. Go figure.
Yeah.
So
the GameSpot lobby.
So
what did you figure out?
I have no idea. I was gonna say something.
No, you figured out that somehow.
Oh yeah. We figured out that you, the host, has to host it as local TCP, and then the client that's going to come in. It has to say internet. And then also, if you have multiple TCP adapters on your machine, like either physical network adapters that have IP addresses, or in my case, because my box also is a VMware workstation, I have multiple virtual adapters. So I have to pick from a list of like 10 different adapters, or it won't go out, right? Because it's not smart enough to see what my default gateway is, because this game is from the past. So also, I think if my wife and I both tried to play it, it would probably fight at the router because it would try to come through on port 20,000 for both of us. I had that happen. You know which game was totally offensive about that? Was MechWarrior 4. You could not, you could not have two people behind the same firewall playing MechWarrior 4 multiplayer.
That's around the same era, isn't it?
So there was a cool program. It was called Toucan, spelled like the bird, but it's basically like, you know, Toucan Play. and it was made for that. So what it would do is it would sit there on the computer and it would say, well, okay, the game's trying to go out on port, 20,000 or whatever it used, and it would increment the port by one. And, because you couldn't set the port in the game, but it would still connect to the other end and it was okay. But then you would at least have an offset in port and you could do it. Because I used to game with some friends and it was like him and his wife and me and my wife, and we'd try to play four player things and they were like across town, So, we had a lot of experience with the direct connect TCP multiplayer stuff back in Z Day. It was very painful. But that's why I'm a network engineer now. It primed the pump, right? So
that's how we got this figured out, because of your actual full-time job, which is awesome.
So the other thing, now that we're in the lobby, we figured out after the first game where we didn't realize that you could set the team. It had to be an option that was not purely adversarial, because you have to go into a weird options screen and then tell I want to allow cooperative. Because the last time, even though we were on the same team and had us adversarial, and our ships would kill each other on site, and it's like, well, that's not really optimal, for beating up the computer. So the situation
you actually had to,
The situation we got tonight is you and I are team one, otherwise known as the guys that are going to win, and then team two is the computer. Just one computer, because the computer is a cheaty bastard, as we found out last time.
Yeah, and we're also sharing research, because there's options to share research and share resources. We are just sharing research. It's kind of neat. I like how many options it gives you, even though nearly no one's playing it. Now, before we jump in, I just want to say I've also played some of the single player of this game, and I'm kind of enjoying it. But we thought it would be fun to show a multiplayer match, comp stomping against. The Elysians. Now, there are two sides of this game, the Malu, or the Malus.
Yeah, it's probably Malu. I'd call it Malus.
I'm guessing Malus.
Yeah.
And the Elysians. So it's interesting that neither of them are human, and their ships are pretty different. Like, they have, like, basic fighter classes and stuff, but when you get past fighters, like, they're a bit different, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, the fighters look like a cross between the Star Furies in Babylon 5 and a crate from Half-Life. I just want to run up and smash them with a crowbar because they're very boxy. Anyway, so we start out and we're dropped into the space, and mouse wheel zooms in and out, right click and hold, and you can move your perspective around, and you have a star base. And apparently, up at the top it says doctrine. Well, there's no doctrine, but I can set auto undock. Theoretically,
that's for your base. Yeah, each unit has a doctrine you can set.
Yeah,
aggressive, neutral.
But the problem is, I set auto undock, and my guys do start to undock, but it doesn't say I've set auto undock. It still says there's no doctrine, and it's like, really? So it indicates that I have a recon vessel and a resource base. Okay, so what you do is the resource base. Well, the recon vessel, you have to scout asteroids. And, oh my God, we are not only on the same team, we use the same star base.
We're coming out of the same base. Wait a minute. So if we're on the same team, we don't have two bases, which would make sense. We have one base.
That's crazy.
Okay.
Wow.
That's great.
All right.
That's great. So, okay, let's start some research.
So if you hit the tab key, right? So I guess I'm red.
Because you're red, I'm blue.
All right. So you have a scout ship. And the scout ship will scout out asteroids that have resources. And then you have to send the resource base there, which then becomes a mine on the asteroid. Yep. And then you have to build transport ships that will haul the ore back and forth. It's very much like Warcraft 2, where you have to have a string of peons going back and forth from the gold mine. And it's from that era, so, you know, there's that.
You should set your recon vessel to auto-scan.
Yeah, I'm looking for that.
Up at the top.
We're...
It's an action up at the
so
top.
So action is idle, and then I can go to auto-scan.
Yeah,
right.
And it'll just start scanning.
Okay.
And then once you find... These icons are very useful. You use tab to turn them on and off, but they also tell you things like if they found an asteroid that has resources that you can mine. So let's start some research here. Let's see. We want to build the next fighter up, which is the armored fighter. So we need to build...
I'm doing energy fields.
Oh, you've already started. Okay. I see you've already started.
Yeah, and you have to research materials, I think, because... Well, energy and materials is the thing that leads to the next fighter, right?
No, just materials leads to the armored fighter, which is the next level up. And then if you want the duelist, that's energy and then materials and then construction.
Okay.
You have to go down to the research screen and look at fighter.
Now, what's annoying is you cannot queue this up.
No, you have to do it one at a time.
And that is obnoxious because it takes you out of the game.
Yeah, because it's interesting. You can queue up build orders. Like, I'm going to queue up a few... fighters right now. Oh, there's somebody over there. I'm going to queue up a few fighters. Now, fighters use crew, which is right over here, and money, which is this RU unit. So I'm going to build five fighters.
That's rubles?
Space
rubles? It would be Zenny if we were in Japan. All right. So, oh, yeah, you have fighters popping out.
Yeah.
Them fighters.
So I'm going to... So they're group one. So I'm going to make the... Oh, gosh. Okay, here we go. So to do anything, you have to hold down the control button to have this grid pop up, and then you have to click on what you want to do. So I'm going to have my five fencers here go after these justice fighters here. And hopefully
what
they
is that
won't,
orange
hopefully,
thing coming in? Oh, that's the justice.
Those are the empty fire. And they're attacking your fellow.
That's so unfortunate. There.
I know, it really is.
I wish that I could find an asteroid with some resources. That would be great.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's really, like, the only reason to turn this tabbed view off with the symbols is if you want to, like, get a close-up view of your fighters when they're fighting. Because that does look pretty cool. I do like that. But
I think
having that tab view on lets you see. Oh, God, darn it.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
That is unfortunate. Okay, my fighters are about to engage. How many of them? Oh, how many fencers are there? Oh, I think there's
I don't know.
Four.
Hey, can I view from your guys? No.
I don't know if you
unfortunately,
can.
Unfortunately, no, I cannot.
You can't?
No. So I can see you on the map, but I cannot shift a point of view to where.
What?
Right.
Okay.
Because you have to be
I
able to click on your own ship and then zoom in. So I can't.
I just lost a fighter. God damn it. The nice thing about this game being old is that. The graphics are really fast and they're fairly detailed. Oh God.
I think I'm out of money already.
What is that? Oh God, we got five fighters coming in. Oh Jesus.
Yeah.
Jeezy crazy.
I don't have any money, right? So I can't.
No, we do have money.
Really? Oh wait. Yeah, there we go. Well, I'm trying to get, you're building fencers, huh? I'm trying to, no, you have money. I do not. Well, wait, there goes my recon vessel. So it's actually building.
And there go my fighters. You can hit F2 to see what. Oh wait. You can hit F2 to see what ships you have.
Oh yeah, that's nice.
Which is kind of neat. Yeah, I like that. So there are things I do like about this game, but it is kind of oddly idiosyncratic. Oh, yeah.
Also, you can't just pick a point in space and tell your ship to go there, can you? Or do you hit control?
You can.
Oh yeah, you hold control and then right click. But if you right click without holding control, it deselects all your shit, and that's very
actually it's left click. It's
left click rather. That's what I meant.
Click.
So
it's not.
Yeah, but you see what I'm saying? It's like,
oh god, we didn't put any manpower to research. We're probably not researching a damn.
Oh
thing
yeah,
right
I totally
now.
Forgot you even have to do that.
I did too. You have to put. I don't know how manpower. I forget how manpower is accrued, but you can't build ships without men or people manpower, and you can't have to put manpower to research as well. So
yeah, because you need pilots actually for your ships.
Exactly. So where are my fencers? No, wrong. Oh, there's a nice help screen. That's kind of nifty. It's F1. That's F1. That's kind of nifty.
Someday, I swear, I will finish this recon vessel.
Hey, you don't have any recon vessels? What do you have? Resource base?
Yeah, I got two resource bases and a carrier. Or a freighter, rather.
And you know what's ridiculous? Oh wait, there's one. Okay, you can't. Can you see the resource bit, the asteroid that you can build from? Can you see that?
What do you mean the asteroid that I can build from?
On the tabbed view, an asteroid you can build a mine. Oh yeah, you just took it, you son of a bitch. Okay, you saw it. So now I'm not gonna have any money until my guy finds a new. Look, I have new guys, so I can build new fellas. Let's build a few more fencers, and we're gonna put more guys on research. All right, so what are we researching? Okay, so we want to get the next fighter. So we got to go to materials. Can you? Okay. All right, so now you have your freighters bringing in money.
Where is it that you go to set research?
I think it's the little, microscope.
No,
It's
I
the arm.
mean manpower. Oh, it's M for manpower. Okay.
Oh yeah, manpower.
Because the interface, maybe it's not for you, but me as the client, the interface is very, very laggy. So it takes it about 5 seconds for the when I hit B to drop the build thing. It takes about 5 seconds for that to finally go away. It's a little slow. So yeah, so I'm gonna put some dudes in the research.
Well, hang on, I already said
Yeah,
research.
but I
Okay,
didn't.
so wait.
And we have separate pools of peoples. So
No. Oh, okay.
yeah.
So now we're going to research the next fighter up, which is the armored fighter. So it's a little going to be a little tougher. So that's going to be two, and that's going to be okay. So okay. So something was heading toward my little scout ship there. The nice thing about this interface, it's kind of neat. It's kind of all purpose. So like if I select my fighters and then control click and then click my own ship, it'll escort that
Oh,
ship.
here's something interesting. You can send a
What's that?
scout ship out. I don't know if it works for other ships. I can look. But you can send a scout ship out, and then for action, oh, any ship will do
Yeah.
it. You can do a power down, and whenever you power down, it then says the enemy can't see you. So that would be interesting to hide a
Oh.
scout ship out in the asteroids and power it down. And
Oh,
then, yeah.
interesting. Interesting. What was that? Okay. All right, I don't have a lot of money. So, can we build the new fencers yet? Yes, we can. All right.
So
Are you wasting it?
do you have the new model of ship?
Yeah, we should both have it
I do
now.
not.
We
I
should
only
have
see a
shared.
fencer. Oh no, it's fencer twos. I saw you building fencer
Yeah.
two. I don't have that in my list, bro.
What?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Really?
Correct.
What?
So I don't understand that. But okay.
Okay.
So but we're
Yeah, I don't
sharing
get that either.
research, which is interesting.
But we're not sharing,
We're
like.
not sharing the fruits of
Okay,
the
we're.
research.
What?
I
So wait, you can't build a fencer too if you go to your build screen?
cannot. The Fencer one is the only
What?
thing I've got, dude. I don't
What?
have materials two advanced fusion drive. I don't have.
Well, I don't have that either. We need that for the next fighter, the duelist. So let's put that up. So wait, does oh, okay. So wait. So advanced research, so shared research only means what exactly?
Well, that's a good question. So I do have hull alloy one, right? And then there's hull alloy two. I can
Right.
research that. But I don't understand where. What did you research to get the new ship? Oh, it's fighter. I see. I can do an
Yeah,
armored
basically.
fencer.
Oh, maybe you have to actually research the thing because yeah, you have to research these things, but then you actually have to research the fighter or the capital ship itself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, gotcha.
So they don't just unlock. Okay, so there are a couple of ships hanging out, a couple of question marks. I'm gonna have send some of our fighters over here to like scout it out. Oh, your recon vessel's heading right for the question marks.
Yeah, well, you lose more recons that way. I wish that he would actually obey when I tell him to go places. Oh, there we
Well,
go. All right, it just takes a while because everything's laggy. So,
yeah, it's kind of weird. It's like so there's some kind of speed of light thing going on where like there's a delay between giving our orders and not.
well,
You know what I
it
mean?
takes about 5 seconds before the AI reacts to you telling it to do something.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of weird. Okay. So So I'm going to try and scout out whatever these two question marks are with these 10 ships of mine. Oh, God, there's four question marks now. Oh, five. Oh, what? Wait a minute. Six question marks. Seven. Okay. Oh, look, it's a resource base. Well, it's an enemy resource base. We're totally going to shoot that. I wonder if these fighters that I have shadowing this scout here. Uh-oh. Oh, great. Now these fighters are chasing my fighters.
So resources are not easy to come by.
They're not. I mean, I can't build much because I don't have mining base yet. So it's kind of funny that you got the mining base and you have all the money, and yet we should have done shared resources is what we should have done.
Yes.
But whatever.
It's too bad you can't just gift it to people, right? Like, that would be nice.
I think you could. There's no – it looks like there's no diplomacy, apparently. Okay, good. Ooh, we're kicking their ship's butts. Ooh, that's nice. So, yeah, I mean, that was pretty satisfying. Five of my ships just took five of their ships out.
Yeah, I found a resource asteroid out there.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I wonder what's an R instead of an M.
I see that. Oh, and that means you have a mining base there.
Oh.
I am taking that, sir.
Okay. I'll let you. Just this once.
Well, I kind of need it. There we go. Oh, boy. How are my fighters doing? Not great. Come on. Oh, nice. Nice. The armored fencers are doing quite well. Oh, my God. There's all kinds of question marks on the map. Oh, God, there's like three groups of fighters heading right for me, and I can't build. I can only build. Oh, wait, I might be able to build some. I can build two. Okay. Ooh,
so suddenly,
man, these armored.
Suddenly I have no manpower in research again. Why?
Wow, I don't know.
I'm at -1 people. Perhaps I built too many recon vessels.
Wow, these armored fencers are kicking butt. I haven't lost one yet, but the regular fencers are slowly being whittled away while the armored fencers are just kicking all kinds of booty. Ooh, that was sexy. Okay. Oh, wait, there's a mining colony near our – where's our base? Where the hell is our base? Where the hell is our base? It's all the way over there. They took a mining colony. We should – oh, boy. Uh-oh. I got several fighters coming in. Oh, how many are that? Oh, that's not
good.
That's
1,000 at least.
That's a lot of fighters. That's a lot of fighters. Okay, I just lost all my fencers. So now it's up to the armored fencers to kick some ass and take some names. They're getting hurting. I just lost one.
I can't.
God damn it.
I cannot put anybody in research, and it sucks. Apparently, I have too many people in pilot mode.
Oh, and I can't build any resource. I can't build any fighters because
you're out of cash.
Because I have no money. Yes, because I have no money. And where'd that? Okay, good. I have a fighter.
You have that mine that's way across the way, though.
I know it's all the way over there, so I have to wait for that to come back. Because now I have some manpower where I can build more fighters.
So yeah, that's sort of an interesting dynamic because if you have too many ships in space, you don't have enough crew to actually do research or build things or whatever. So you have to balance out, you know, how many ships are you actually going to have, which freighter ships also count against you. So that kind of blows whenever you're trying to get resources pulled in. Because I would really like to do something else.
Damn it. Yeah, it kind of does feel like the computer is cheating. Like, how can it get all this stuff? Like,
because it's a cheating bastard. That's why.
It must be because, you know, there's two of us, and even though we're not experts at the game.
Well, I'm wondering if there's only one mine in each area because my scout went all over here and didn't find any. So that's kind of that's kind of strange. But you got one way over there. You need to build another freighter whenever you get the opportunity, and then you'll have at least
two going.
I have
no money.
Get the opportunity to do so.
I have plenty of people I can put to research, ooh, yes, I have many people I could put to research, but no money to actually do the research or to build anything. It's an interesting conundrum. It's a very interesting conundrum. And what do we have?
I'm researching plasma drives. So now I'm going to have like the Type 4 fighter. So that'll be interesting.
Oh, this is interesting. My three fighters over here are shooting at this one lone little mining, this yellow mining base over here. That's,
I wonder,
that's weird.
Is there any kind of diplomacy screen here?
No, I've not seen one.
Hmm. Well, that's unfortunate, because if I could just hand you some dough.
Yeah, that would be handy.
Yeah. Because then we're not sharing it, but I can at least just hand it away.
Ooh, my freighter's coming in. I might be able to build something soon. Why are you taking so long to dock, freighter?
Because freighter's going to do what a freighter wants to do. So.
You mad? Don't be hating. Don't be hating on the freighter. Ooh, I've got money. Ooh, I can build more fighters. Build. Build, my pretties. Build. Okay, I'm out of money again. But I built a bunch of new fighters.
Well, you got to do a lot of research before you see capital ships. Holy cow.
Oh, yeah, a ton. I haven't even seen capital ships yet. But, yeah, totally. Okay, what's that over there? I've got a bunch of unknowns on my screen. And a recon vessel just outdoing its thing. Can I tell that recon vessel to, like, run away?
You can self-destruct
I can set it to evasive if I want to. Oh, that's interesting. I set it to evasive, and now it's coming right back to base. What? Okay,
well,
I don't know.
I guess that's the safest place, is hiding the base.
I guess. Okay, and, it's interesting. I can't move the map around, like you said, by, like, on most games, you know, you can, oh, god damn it, this music.
I know, and you cannot turn the music off.
I turned it down earlier.
But if you come back into the game, then it pops your music back up to full volume again. We fought with that last week.
Yeah, it turned it all back up. So
it just does not honor the setting. We might be able to do that if we edit a config file, or if you find the MP3 that it's playing and kill it. Maybe.
Config file?
Yeah, usually they have an INI file that lays in a directory somewhere that specifies settings that are defaults. So we might be able to dick around with an INI file. I'm old school, right? I remember these things. Do you remember trying to get Falcon 3 to run? And
do I?
Yeah. It's like, you do not have enough EMS memory. Oh, now you don't have enough XMS memory. Oh, no. I'm sorry. Oh. You have to not load your mouse driver because you don't have enough RAM. It's like, man, I got like 4 megs of RAM here. What are you talking about? Megabytes. I had them.
Mega. They were... oh, God. Here we go. These little fighters that have been shooting at this mining colony. Now I've got a few enemy fighters of their own to deal with. I wonder if they'll survive. I'm guessing not. Oh, just lost one. Man. It is... I mean, it's interesting how this game sets up moments. Like, there are all these kind of... you know, this game isn't horribly exciting. But then you have these moments where you zoom in on your little fighters shooting at these other fighters. It's like, oh, that's kind of neat. You know?
I would like to I would like to understand how you get more people, because I don't have enough people to do anything here.
Okay. Sometime, Jim, when a man and a woman...
Oh, my God.
When a female...
It's not even...
Whatever.
Don't even go there.
When a female literus... No, what the hell are the name of the race? I don't even remember. Mercus. When a female Mercus and a male Mercus, I don't even remember the names of the races.
It's Malus, I think is Malus. What it would be.
When a male and a female Malus love each other very much.
They touch butts and a baby pops out.
They touch each other in a very special way.
Wow.
They give each other a love hug.
So there's a resource base over there that nobody is using. Do you see the resource over there?
Hang on, I'm trying to take out these.
Ooh, there's multiple resources. All right, well, you do what you got.
I'm trying to take out these.
You do what you got to do,
justices.
And I'm going to go take all the money.
Okay, hang on. All right, hang on. Wait a minute. No, don't you take all my money? Wait, I have no money. I don't even have money. I can't even build a base. This is not even cool.
Huh? My construction has ceased. I was making a. Oh no, that's you with the fencer too. Yeah, you queued up like 19 of them.
Yeah, and I've got a bunch. I've got 8 in this little group here that just took out a bunch of justices. But What you need to do, since you have money, is you need to start researching better equipment.
Who, me?
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah. I've been researching. I damn near got capital ships. That's what I've been doing the whole game. Yeah. I'm going to be a frigate having.
Son of a gun.
I'm going to be in the 1%, man. The elite.
That is so ridiculous. So because we didn't share resources. Oh, there's another one. Because we didn't share resources, which we should do. Well, is there going to be a next time?
Well, my fear is that I'm researching all these capital ships, yet I'm not going to have enough population to actually deploy one. So I don't understand how to get population.
I think it just happens. Like, I have 18 guys.
Yeah. I have 30, right? But
yeah.
I started with 30. Oh, wait. Now I got 31. Huh.
There you go.
Maybe it just happens.
I told it's you. Happening. When a male Malu,
yeah,
and a
okay.
female Malu.
The fucking miracle of birth right here on the Space Game Junkie.
I mean, what else is there to do on this starbase? I mean, it doesn't look like the most exciting place in the
yeah,
world.
Yeah, I know, right?
I mean, all it does is take in ships and pop them out. I mean, it doesn't look like there's even any kind of, you know, like, you know, in other games where you see a space station, it's got like a little arboretum and a thing. But no, this space station is all business, you know. So it's all business during the day. And then in the evening when everyone's off shift.
Is it like a space mullet, like business in the front and party in the back?
That's exactly right.
All right.
That's exactly right. So in the evening, that's when the magic happens. That is when the magic occurs.
I wish that you could see my screen because you'd see all this research.
Oh, I can't.
So much research. I'm researching the frigate right now, so if you need something beat down, well,
it's yeah, there. I do. These defenders coming into our base.
Oh, crap. I just ran out of money. So sad.
At least you had money.
Easy come, easy go.
Oh, don't you start.
Well, that research on the freighter cost a lot of money. So
yeah, I know. You have to research all these prerequisites, which cost a lot of money, and then you got to research the freighter or the frigate, which costs a lot of money.
Yep.
Come on, guys. Come on.
All right, I got to build something here.
Yeah,
but
you
I'm
do.
Not building the resource base. Why? Why? Why is it not? How many crew? Oh, because it takes 5 crew to do a resource base. Well, I got crew M for manpower.
Ooh, I just built some more fighters. Ooh, goody.
I can put guys in covert ops if I had guys.
Go, 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 guys. Kill them all.
Oh, whenever you... Oh, no. What's happening?
What?
Oh, my gosh. So, guys...
There's a bunch of fighters.
No, I'm trying to figure this population thing out. Like, I've got, like, 23 guys in research now because I had an available pool. Why are there so many guys in research?
Well, that's nice and all. Maybe you could build something to help, defend us.
No, I can't build anything. That's what I'm saying. That's why I hate this game. I have researched, and now even though I have money, I cannot create a ship.
You blew your wad on the research.
Holy
that is totally
shit.
What happened.
It cost 10 crew to put a frigate out. Wow. That's crazy. And it's just not building. Cost 750. I've got 910. It's like, come on, guys. Commence to building.
Yeah, I have no money right now. So I feel lucky I've got these 15
Ooh.
Now almost obsolete fighters.
Ooh, I can make a repair ship.
Whatever these defenders are, which are like a level above me.
I
you
swear
know what's
to
weird?
God.
You know how in a lot of games where... there's a message that pops up like unknown contact. You hit the space bar and it goes right to it. No, in this game, the space bar brings up this almost useless tactical map.
Yeah, it is pretty nasty.
I never use it. I'm always in the main map because it's just so much more.
Well, you hit tab and then you can see everything that would be on the tactical map anyway.
Exactly, but you have more control from this main view than the map view anyway. Oh my God, they have 2 bases up there.
Yeah, I can't. Why can't I build anything? Holy cats.
Oh, my God. They got 2 bases. Oh, my. Okay, wait. And one's shooting at my other base. No, I don't think so, you bastard. Leave my base alone. Yeah, my base is under attack by a few fighters. Thankfully, these bases are tough to take down. So now I'm going to send all my fighters to protect the one little resource base I have. Oh, my God. This is so ridiculous. Okay, can I build... Oh, apparently there's a frigate in the thing. Did you just build a frigate?
Yeah, I was trying. But but I, again, I have all the money in the world, but I cannot, for some reason, build a ship.
Did you build the frigate?
Yeah, I have 20 pilots, all right? Manpower available. Yeah. I got 19 available. There's 18 guys in research. I'm going to just take all my dudes out of research because there's too many researching guys. And then we'll see. Okay, so maximum population is 57. 20 pilots. B for build. Can I build a fighter? Just one. Oh, yeah, it'll build a fighter.
Oh, God, don't kill my freighter. Don't kill my freighter. Don't kill my freighter.
Oh, it's actually building a frigate now.
I see that. I see on the build screen you're building a frigate, and yet I can't even build another resource base. This is so crazy.
Oh, did you know you can build multiple ships at a time?
Yeah, like that's types? The one thing you can do multiple at a time. Yeah, I know.
That is very interesting. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's weird. This game gets some things right and some things confusingly wrong.
Oh, some things oh so wrong.
Like, it's kind of weird. Like, I think this is why a lot of people don't remember this one. I mean, it came out at a time where space games were kind of forgotten, you know?
Yeah.
But at the same time, it just, it's kind of weird. It's like the graphics are nice and the gameplay. I mean, the single player game I've kind of been enjoying, but it's just some, like, the AI seems to cheat in these multiplayer games. And some of the, like, why can't we queue research, but we can queue building orders, you know? And it's just, like, it makes, like, some of this just makes no sense. Makes no sense why they made
my
these.
My frigate is sexy.
I see it. Can I look at it? I can't look at it. Problem. I can't look at it. Oh. We're allies. We're allies, and yet I can't look at your shit. That is so.
Yeah, you'll have to build your own. It's got turrets on the sides and a turret on the top.
Oh, that's adorable that you think I can build my own. That's sweet. Oh, and you built a repair ship.
I did.
Oh, that's great.
Well, I got to have a repair ship with my... Oh, the repair ship is not doing a good job of keeping up. Huh.
Well, those... Oh, boy. We got incoming. You have incoming. Do you see that?
I'm going to deal with it.
Okay.
Oh, God. What is that? He's got a defender and a justice. Yeah, I'm going to eliminate the opposition.
I'm going to help you out. Because those other guys are running away, so I'm gonna come over there and help you out. Plus, I want to see this frigate. So yeah, I have no money whatsoever. This is so ridiculous. I have to build another resource base.
Oh God, resource base costs 1,000. No wonder I'm not building it because I only have 95 bucks.
At least you have 95 bucks. It's more than I got. I kind of like the music, even though we had to turn it down.
Yeah.
On the GOG version, you get the soundtrack, which is actually not a bad soundtrack. All right, let's see this damn frigate.
Oh, the frigate is unloading. Frigate is very angry.
Of course I can zoom in on it. Of course I can
zoom
in on it.
For some reason, my ships aren't smart enough to go after the other enemy that was there. I have to specifically pick each enemy to kill, which is a bit annoying.
I think if you set the doctrine to aggressive...
Oh, yeah, I can put it... Kamikaze.
Can you do that?
Yeah, it's
you
got
might
a
be
doctrine
able to.
Kamikaze. I can ram shadow.
I don't see that.
Yeah, that's actions. Okay, so doctrine, aggressive, be angry.
Okay, we should destroy one of their mining bases with your frigate.
Yeah, well, I got to find one of their mining bases.
Oh, fuck. You can't see the mining colonies?
Is it
the
amber one that's an R?
The amber one that's an M. There
are
two of them.
Oh, yes. Let's go kill that.
I'm with you. I say we kill it.
I got them both queued up for destruction, so I'm not going to have to babysit this crap. All right, man. Keep building that resource base. What the heck is going on? It's like it's paused or something, and it's like, no, unpause.
It's paused for me because
is that
I'm
yours?
Out of money. Yeah, it's probably mine because I have no money. So I'll help you destroy this this mining colony here.
I hit build, and there it goes. It's just...
So I got... I got a tiny bit of money from the freighter.
Mm-hmm.
And then the resource base build queue went up a little bit.
Yeah. I'm trying to build a resource base myself, but it seems like it's, I don't know. That's weird. It's not letting me build one, apparently, because you've got one or something. Am I researching something?
What?
No. I don't know what.
I just can't.
I don't know what is happening that's eating my money, but the money is gone.
You know what? I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening that's eating my guys. I had like 18 guys a moment ago. Oh, I must have gotten enough money to build more fighters. And they went to the fighters that were queued up. Okay,
oh, wow. It
sense.
Actually did build a resource base. All right.
Did it? Oh, I'm jealous.
Yeah.
I want one. Uh-oh, we got incoming. What is that? Star Chaser? What the hell is a Star Chaser? All right, let's see if I can get a look at this frigate. Oh, look at that. I can only catch a fleeting glimpse of it as my show, as my own ships fly by.
I'll look at your frigate. So,
did you hear that?
Sort of. How do I get the ship list up again?
Holy crap, F2. Holy crap. Okay, like, all of a sudden, like, 80 fighters just out of freaking nowhere. Oh, crapola. What the what? And, of course, I can't zoom in on any of them. Can I zoom in on you? Oh, boy. Let me zoom in on you so I can see what you're doing. Where did they get all these fighters?
I have no idea.
Oh, my God. The screen is just full of yellow. Can you see all
this?
Yeah,
I see it. A lot of yellow.
Oh, my God. A lot of yellow. Oh, I'm losing ships. I've only got 15 ships.
I've only got the two, the repair ship and my big guy, so.
They've got five. Oh, you can kind of hover and see what they have. They got five justices, seven defenders, and nine star chasers. Oh, and two defender Mark IIs or whatever that is. Oh, my God. Okay, yeah, that's great. I guess that's their base. Oh, that's their base. No wonder there's a ton of shit up here. Oh, my God. Okay, wait a minute, guys. Maybe you should leave. Yeah, everyone leave. Everyone get the hell out of there before I lose you all. Everyone back here. Everyone just leave. Everyone run away. Run away! Run away! There's no way we can handle that. There's no... Wow, their base looks different, too. It's got, like, less sections on it. It's more... It's slimmer. It's more svelte, their base. So it's weird. I'm kind of having a good time, but at the same time, I'm kind of frustrated. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, this is one of those games that I play, and I'm thinking of other games that I'd rather be playing. That's kind of where we're at.
I know, right?
It's just like, boy, if I played that, it would be... So should I build interceptors or marksmen?
Marksmen are like sniper units. They might be useful, but interceptors are also useful. Oh, God, I'm losing all my ships. Could use a little help over here.
Yeah,
dude.
I got nothing, man, so hold on.
You have a frigate, for Christ's sake. You have a goddamn frigate. Do something useful with it. You blew all your wad researching that, so now you can't build anything.
Damn it. I can't even select the frigate. That's what's so annoying.
What?
There we go.
What do you mean you can't?
Because I had the tab thing on, and it was like...
Okay, you need to head back to our base, because
yeah,
they're chasing my fighters... Back toward our one shared base, which is what? I still don't get that. I still don't fucking get that at all. Okay, there looks like some of them are withdrawing, but a lot of them are still coming. Oh, come on, man.
Oh, if you hit F1, you get the manual. Do you want to try to read the manual while you're playing? Like, really? That's
so useful. I actually read the manual earlier.
Yeah.
But that's cool. They have this help screen. No, it was all right.
Damn it.
It's no manual for Distant Worlds. That I love that manual. But
hey, by the way, did you see the Distant Worlds tutorial thing? It was like a 20-video thing somebody did.
Yeah, that's the guy we're having on next Friday. I'm talking to. That's DOS 24680. That guy is a Let's Play legend in my mind. And so he reached out to me to.
And where's he from?
Because we're going to do it. He's from Australia.
Oh.
And we're going to do like a collaborative Distant Worlds thing where we pass around the save game and everyone plays it for a year. It should be fun. But I'm like, dude, I want to talk to you about Let's Play videos. I want to learn from you. Teach me your ways. Oh, man, we are getting hammered over here. Wait, does the Starbase even have like weapons on it? Like, I don't know.
No, I don't
think so. Oh, man.
I'm desperately trying to get some ships out, right?
Oh, man. Three little fighters now are being chased by, I don't even know how many enemy here. Two fighters. Oh, they're all gone. Okay, bye, fighters. I can't build anything. I got 24 people.
What happened to your money, dude? Didn't you have a base?
I know, but it's so far away.
Right.
It's so
and you
slow.
Only
the
have
freighter
well, the problem is you only have one freighter. You can buy additional freighters, and then you get a steady stream of cash.
Oh, for God's sakes! Really? Okay, I'll see if I can build that then. That'll be definitely cheaper. Hey, I have money somehow. How did that happen?
I don't know. I have none. How did that happen? It's all very confusing.
I canceled the build order for the resource base.
Oh, yeah, and you get the money back. Right on. So
okay, why aren't you building marksmen?
I have apparently lost my ship. No, I am building marksmen. I want to.
It's stuck.
Yeah, it's stuck because I ran out of cash.
And you know what? Because your thing is stuck, I can't build anything.
Really? Oh, we share the same build queue? No. I built stuff when you had a resource base stuck.
My light fighters aren't doing anything, and I have money and people.
Well, this will be mercifully over very soon.
There we are. Okay. What the hell was up with that?
I cannot even explain it. Damn, they're all coming out. But, you know, it's not showing me any marksmen being made on my screen. I mean, I see them all coming out, right? Like all those big red marksmen that are flying out. Unfortunately, let's make them all aggressive.
Go, guys. Okay, I've got, like, a bunch of fighters here. I'm just going to – oh, my God. This is crazy. See, and the thing is, since I can't move the camera around, if you turn off the tab symbol, all you see are these little dots floating around. Like, oh, you know what you can do? I forgot. If you alt-click something, you could focus on it. So I can alt-click on an enemy ship, and it'll follow the enemy ship.
Well, damn.
That is so ridiculous. I forgot about that. That was in the tutorial. So I could – let's see. Where's your frigate? Where'd your frigate go? Did your frigate get destroyed?
They got destroyed long ago.
Oh, thanks, honey. Apparently my girlfriend has my frigate right here. I don't know why she keeps saying that. Okay, no, you know what?
She's filthy, and I like it.
I know, she's dirty. She's naughty. There's something about the word frigate that's like – Okay, you know what? I can zoom in on any ship, yours or mine, with this alt key. Holy shit, really? This whole time.
Now I just crapped out a bunch more marksmen, and I don't understand how, but that's cool.
You can focus on enemy ships. Oh, that's kind of nifty. Okay. Oh, man, we're getting our butts kicked.
We're going to make an amazing comeback. Just wait.
No, we're not. Do you even want to make an amazing comeback?
Not really. I want it to be over.
Yeah.
I want a mercy killing.
How long have we been doing this? I can't see.
I couldn't even tell you. We've been at it an hour, almost.
What time is it?
It's 1:02 on the time on Skype, but we were about 15 minutes before we actually started recording, so I don't even know.
Yeah, so... Wait, did I lose all my fighters? Yeah, I did lose all my fighters. So now it's just your fighters protecting
the base. Yeah, there's gonna be some pain, because I don't really have a lot of fighters to speak of.
Are you using the alt thing now so you can zoom in on
anything? No, I'm just watching
my
guys.
Okay. I just watched one of you guys get destroyed.
Yeah, I was going to say,
and then there goes another one.
Well, good job, fighters. You're doing well.
You know what? They are overwhelmed like 80,000 to 1 here. They're doing their best, I think, in the face of overwhelming. They always wanted to fight an impossible battle against incredible odds.
Yeah, so... apparently the starbase has no guns.
Yeah, apparently the starbase, besides building stuff, is useless. Wait, why is the enemy flying away and not attacking the defenseless starbase?
I really couldn't explain that.
You see that?
Yeah,
they're
totally
just flying
see that.
Away.
And
they're ignoring my freighter here.
Yeah, they're dumb as a stump, really, I would say.
They're ganging up on
my mining colony hugely.
One guy is going after...
Look at my mining colony. There's a giant stack of capital ships on it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so, you know... That.
Oh, man.
So it's the two of us clueless idiots versus one computer on easy, and we've been murdered. So.
Actually, I don't even know if there was a setting to change how smart or dumb the AI was.
I don't know either, but you didn't change it, basically. So if it was on easy or normal, if it was
a
setting.
I built some fighters.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that just totally random? It's like, oh, I just crapped out some fighters, but I didn't even see them in the queue. You know, it makes no sense.
Yeah,
and I've got the money almost to build that frigate. And it's just not building.
This is interesting. My blue freighter, I set it to harvest nearest.
Uh-huh.
It's going for your mining base. I don't get that. Okay, we got four of my fighters against 80 gajillion of theirs.
Yeah, it's not going to end well.
So, guys, so what would you say about this game? I mean, I think...
I would say it's getting uninstalled as soon as we're done here.
Yeah, I think, guys, if you have nothing else to play and you have a spare $5, the single player is not bad. It's got a decent story. I've kind of been enjoying it. The graphics are decent. If you have an older computer, it'll run. It'll definitely run on your hardware.
Oh, now they're chasing the mining ships.
Oh, son of a gun.
My big problem with this is that I do not understand when I have a bank full of money and I have an adequate number of pilots, whenever I queue up ships to build, they just don't get built. And there's no indication of what's the holdup. And that's why we lost, because I just could not get ships out of the hangar for the entire game.
Yeah, me neither. I think it has something to do with the maybe the lack of sharing resources, but sharing a build queue?
Yeah, I don't know. It's very strange.
That's a really...
Cancel all your ships. Like, you get 12 Fencer 2s sitting in the build queue. Oh,
I get that. Money back, too. Because there's money left.
Oh, and as soon as yours were done, now my guys start coming out.
Oh, that is so ridiculous.
Oh, my God. That's incredibly bad.
I agree. Like, so we... even if we have... So even though we're on a team, we might not have shared resources or shared research on. We still share a base with a build queue, which definitely puts us at a disadvantage. Now, I wonder if there had been the same disadvantage if there had been two computer opponents and they had to share everything. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know, because I think they would manage their build queue better, because that really is a bitch. If you're corking up the build queue with something that's just not getting built because it ran out of money, and then the other guy can't build anything. Because I saw a couple of times we did build past each other, though. But maybe that's because I was building a capital ship, and that's a different build queue or something.
I have a feeling another problem is you can't queue research. Like, there might be home moments going by where you're not researching anything and falling behind the computer,
and the computer,
which is probably
does
off the
not miss a moment,
stuff.
I'm sure.
Yeah, that's probably another problem.
Yeah. I don't know. It's flawed.
It's very flawed.
We should play Homeworld next time. We'll play, like, Cataclysm and multiplayer.
You know what? I will put that, because I've never actually played Homeworld Cataclysm, which was weird, I know. But, yeah, I'll put that in the queue for the podcast episodes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just rage quit.
You just... So is that why you just have a freighter over there and he's not doing
right,
nothing?
Right, exactly. I was down to a freighter and nothing else, so, and there's no money, so it was over. So there's that.
Yeah, you're gone. I don't even – you're empty.
This poor game.
So I think it's frustrating because there's things the game, like I said, like we were talking about, gets right.
Yeah, but I think we've established why nobody's ever heard of this game.
Well, one, it came out at a bad time for space games. But two, it's – you look at it and you think – Homeworld clone,
you know,
and then you move on.
You know, this came out at the same time as Freelancer.
The Freelancer came out a year later.
Oh, okay.
But around the same time period, yeah.
Knack in the chat says the computer doesn't have to use a shitty interface is a long-standing problem.
Wow, you're probably right,
yeah.
Nick. I mean, that interface, yeah, you kind of feel like you have to fight against it.
Yeah.
Like, once you learn it, you'll forget to hold down the control key and, like, why are my ships not doing anything? Oh, yeah. The human player is at a disadvantage. You have to always remember to research because you don't, like you know how in a lot of other games where you're doing research, the game might pause and go, hey, you have to research something new. This has a little thing at the bottom that just says research done. You probably won't even notice it because it's a little thing in the bottom left corner. And so you'll be like, oh, shit, I should be researching something, while the computer is like 10 levels ahead of you already because they're like boom, boom, boom. You can't queue up research, which is so stupid.
Yeah, my thought was that I could have been playing Sins of a Solar Empire and having a much better experience. Or Homeworld, but I'm just saying something from the modern era, something that I'm not going to have any difficulty running on my machine. Sins of a Solar Empire is definitely, if I want an RTS in space, that's my go-to.
We should do another comp stomp with Jam.
Yeah,
in the future, because that was a good
time.
That
was fun. But the pirates are out of control, though. I wish maybe you can turn the pirates off.
You probably can. I think you can turn them down or off.
Yeah, because that was a real distraction. I wanted to fight the computer and not the pirates.
Not the pirates, but I mean, God, adding pirates to this game would have made it more interesting.
Exactly. So
I mean, it's like, yeah, you look at it, you see Homeworld clone, and you just move on. And for the most part, you should. I mean, this game, you know what the problem is? This is one of those games where it's frustrating because you can tell they were trying to make a good game. You know, there are bits of a good game in here. You know, because the single player stuff is kind of fun.
Yeah.
The graphics are not bad.
I honestly don't have a problem with anything that this game does as far as the game design. Okay, it is all interface hell. If the interface was better, if it let me queue up things, if it let me queue up ship moves, or you know, like you can hotkey ships like RTS style, right. Control one, whatever. But it's just like, how do I get back to the starbase? You know, I'd like to like hit shift B and be back there. You know, just
I think if it also did a better job. Sorry to interrupt. I think it also if it did a better job of letting you know what the fuck was going on.
Oh yeah, like an error message, like you're not building a ship because you know. Yeah,
or not put the little tiny messages down in the corner there that oh you're under attack or oh your research is done. Like have like an icon spit at the top that's clearly visible, going what's up? Oh my research is done. Boom boom. And you're on to the next research thing. There's so much you miss because they put that little message window in the corner there that we lost from the get-go.
Yep.
Because we have all these disadvantages against us. And you're right. It's all interface.
Yeah. So let me tell you about a good game, and it has nothing to do with space. Magisite came out yesterday. That game is a blast. It's hard. It's balls hard. Like, I haven't even survived. It's a roguelike kind of game. With a little bit of crafting. If you think of Terraria, but there's no digging, okay? So you chop down trees and you gather ore that, you know, but it's like you chop down a couple of trees and then you have to make a pick and then you can get the ore. And then you put some ore together and then you have a blade and then you find some sticks and put them together and it's a hilt and click them together and now I got a sword so I can fight a monster. And then you level up and you actually have attribute points and stuff, cast spells, craft potions and weapons and armor and everything. And then there's a little town that has additional crafting stuff. But I was like dead broke. And you always get to that town and it's like, you know, the first town you run into, and of course you have no money because you just started the game. And they're like, I will sell you a sword for $1 million. And it's like, yeah, thanks. But anyway, it's actually pretty awesome. It's got a wiki. I wouldn't have made it very far without reading the wiki because I'm just like knocking rocks together, and it's like, what's going to pop out, you know? So yeah, but it's cool.
Oh, you know, we need to play multiplayer if we can get it to work. Lords of Middle Earth.
Yeah.
Battle for Middle Earth.
That's too. Also Lords a game spy Lords. Thing.
Yeah. Right. So maybe we can get that to work.
Yeah.
We should try that. But, folks, we're going to wrap this up because this is one of those frustrating middle-of-the-road games that you want to like, and it's like it fights against you to like it. Like me, but don't, you know?
Yeah.
It could be doing a better job at so many things, and yet it ultimately – you can see why it's kind of overlooked.
Yeah,
and,
I'm giving it a mercy killing right now. In fact, delete local content. Pow, it's gone. Ooh, it uninstalled fast. That's its best feature.
It's not a big game. It's only like a few hundred megs. It's a small – wow. Remember when a few hundred megs was massive? Like, oh, my God, my hard drive is going to fill up if I install another game.
Oh, my God, it came
on
20 floppies.
Like, well, there was a game that came on 20 floppies. Was that Wing Commander 2? It came on like 12 or 13 floppies.
No, well, the one that I bought, it was on like 4 or 6. But, yeah, I don't know. It was around that time that things started coming out on CD, so I just got it on CD. But, yeah.
Was there a version of Wing Commander 3 that was on floppy? I don't think there was.
Absolutely not, because it was all that video. Although the video looks like it could have been on floppy, so.
Oh, my God, I know. So, anyway, folks, we're going to stop the stream. Thank you for watching. And, again, hopefully I did a better job at podcasting this time instead of focusing just on the game. That's my fault. I'm working on it. But, thank you for listening. Comment if you have them. Write us at hail@spacegamejunkie if you want. This game has drained me. This game has made me exhausted because it's just – it's like shaking me to like it. So good night, folks.
All right, good night.
Have a good one.
Let's have some music in here, Boiler. Sure thing.
skies.